Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler under fire for not stopping Antifa protests. By Christina Wong on June 29, 2019. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler's hands-off policy when it comes to Antifa protesters came under scrutiny on Saturday after journalist Andy Ngo was assaulted by masked Antifa assailants. Wheeler, who is also police commissioner, said nothing on Saturday, as hundreds of Antifa protesters gathered on the streets, with some throwing milkshakes, potentially mixed with quick-drying cement, and assaulting Ngo. Ngo, shaken and bloodied, began live-streaming on his phone after his assault, and could be heard asking a police officer, "Where the hell were all of you?" U.S. Ambassador to Germany Rick Grenell, who is openly gay like Ngo, tweeted, "Where is Mayor at Ted Wheeler?" Wheeler was silent on his Twitter account and issued no statement to media. "This is unacceptable. I am outraged. This violence from intolerance must stop. Portland leaders must be held to account," Grenell tweeted again later. UFC fighter Tim Kennedy called on Wheeler to resign. The Antifa groups participating in the protest reportedly included Rose City Antifa and the Democratic Socialists of America of Portland. They were allegedly protesting a #HimToo rally, where only dozens showed up, according to one photo. Wheeler previously defended his hands-off approach to dealing with Antifa in October, after members of the left-wing movement blocked streets and harassed drivers. "This is the story of Goldilocks and the two bears. The porridge is either too hot or it's too cold," he told reporters, according to a Washington Times article. "At any given moment in this city, the police are criticized for being heavy-handed and intervening too quickly, or they're being criticized for being standoffish and not intervening quickly enough." Wheeler also criticized a Fox News story that was headlined, "Mob Rule? Leftist Protesters Take Over Portland Street." "I'm willing to take criticism all day long from Fox News," he said, according to the article. "But I'm not willing to accept criticism from Fox News of the men and women of the Portland Police Bureau." Other journalists covering the protest described a chaotic and violent scene, with Antifa protesters allegedly throwing eggs and milkshakes at police officers, too. At Portland police say Pioneer Courthouse Square is closed and that police have been hit with eggs and milkshakes. Jim Ryan, at Jim Ryan 015, June 29, 2019. Protesters could be heard screaming at police officers who were at the protest. One shouted, "FCKU pig." Police on bikes broke up opposing protesters at Broadway and Morrison. pic.twitter.com/jivesinth4d. Jim Ryan, at Jim Ryan 015, June 29, 2019. Some people threw trash cans, newspaper stands, and patio furniture into the street. pic.twitter.com/qgn9up880. Audrey Weil, at Audrey Weil, June 29, 2019. Antifa protesters were also reportedly using pepper spray. Later in the evening, police reportedly began using pepper spray and zip ties. The police department warned of arresting use of force. However, at the end of the day, only three people were arrested, according to KPTV.